Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time once more to open the doors of the Keynote Club. So, welcome, come on in, park your guns with the hat check girl, get a drink from the bar, sit down in the front of the stage and listen to the music. One hour of blues, rhythm and blues, a little bit of Cajun, country, gospel, all kinds of stuff. So do hope you'll enjoy the show. We're going to start off this week down on the farm with Leroy Jones and the Al Franklin Combo. This is from Cincinnati, recorded in 1957 on the Finch label. Leroy Jones and the Al Franklin Combo there on Finch 352 down on the farm. You know, they used to call Atlantic Records the house that Ruth built because in the early days, Ruth Brown was their star. Practically everything she did turned to gold. and really the record company was built on her success. It didn't last forever, sadly. She was a star in the 50s, but by the time the 60s and the 70s came around, she was working as a maid, had lost all her money. She was rediscovered, and towards the end of her life, she did manage to do quite a bit better, but there were some rough times there. And she also had quite a lot of ill health during that period. But this is a record from Ruth's hit period. This actually was not a hit, although I really don't know why, because I think it should have been. It's from 1951 on Atlantic, and it's called Shine On. Brown there and Shine On. You know, I don't think we've ever played an Albert King track on this show, so I'm going to remedy that right now. Albert King, no relation to B.B. King or Freddie King, and indeed in temperament somewhat different. I remember seeing Albert at the Hammersmith Palais, and one time I was slated to be in his backing group, and I was so glad that I wasn't, because he shouted and yelled at his band. He used to play this great Gibson Flying V. My old friend Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown used to play one as well, and you get a real sharp sound out of a Flying V. So this is Albert from 1967 on the Stax label, and it's Down Don't Bother Me. It's from a celebrated album that I think was a big hit at the time.
So long. I'm gonna take all of my trouble.
Albert King, Down Don't Bother Me. I was trying to think of the album that came from. I think it's, is it Born Under a Bad Sign? I'm sure somebody out there will tell me. Anyway, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the web at Sheffield, www.sheffieldlive.org. Passing right along, we come to a little country track. This is Danny Reeves. I don't know a lot about Danny Reeves. I don't know anything about him. The label, however, it's a 45 on the D label, which is a Texas label, D1206. It's from 1961, and it's called I'm a Hobo.
Got my possum pants and I put them in the sack. I started walking down that pretty cool track. Borrowed me a nickel, dime and a quarter. Got me some of that. Drinking water, I'm a hobo. Call me Jiggy Jiggleg Joe. I'm a happy hobo, always on the go. He's on a hotel. Chauffeur driving me around. I got to thinking, how's that uncle supposed to die? Baby, baby, bye, bye, bye. I'm a hobo. Call me Jiggleg Joe. I'm a happy hobo, always on the go. Mr. Conductor, won't you kindly slow it down? Hobo man, he's a leaving town. I'm a hobo. Call me Jiggleg Joe. I'm a happy hobo, always on the go. Well, I got me some beans and some turnip greens and a number seven shoe. When I get on down this railroad track, I'm gonna make me some hobo shoes. I'm a hobo. Call me Jiggleg Joe. I'm a happy hobo, always on.
Danny Reeves there, and I'm a hobo. Okay, this week's rare record is one that was actually only turned up in 2007 in a suitcase of personal effects. An old fella in a mobile home died, and his relatives were going through his things, and he'd always said that there was something valuable under the bed, and when they opened up his suitcase, they found a small pile of records, one of which was the track I'm going to play for you now. This is by Blind Blake. Blind Blake was a guitar player believed to be from Tampa, but a rather mysterious individual. Made lots of records, especially for the Paramount label in Grafton, Wisconsin. But hardly anything is known about his private life. He disappeared during the Depression and has never, ever come to light again, so it's popularly supposed that he died during the Depression years. This is one of the very last records he made in 1932 in the depth of the Depression, which is why I guess not many copies have survived. In fact, only one copy has survived, and that's this one. It belongs to Marshall Wyatt of Old Hat Records now, and it's Paramount L1269, Blind Blake singing Sun to Sun. Oh,
glory have just begun. I'm gonna stop worrying, trying to do the best I can. I'm gonna stop worrying, trying to do the best I can. Make me no monkey man.
Hesitant performance there from Blind Blake, but got to admit, it's rare. It's the only copy around. Santa Sam, that was. Going to move over now to a couple of my real heroes. This is Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson. After John Hammond put on the Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall in 1938, Ammons and Johnson and Meatloaf Lewis too became national celebrities. And Ammons and Johnson took up a residency at Cafe Society in New York, and they were there for a few years just playing Boogie Woogie on two pianos. And during that time, they made some really wonderful records. I'd like to play you this one. This is Sixth Avenue Express from 1941.
Thank you.
Sixth Avenue Express there. Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson. What a fantastic record that is. Another record that I've had for many, many years indeed, since back in the 50s. This is Sidney Bechet, one of my favourite of the New Orleans musicians. This is from Bechet's French period. He lived the last 10 years of his life in Paris and made a lot of records with the Claude Luther Orchestra, who are a revivalist New Orleans orchestra. And this is one that a lot of people know, but I just like it anyway. It's called Les Oignons. Gaps in that when Humphrey Littleton used to play it, the audience all used to shout out onions. Anyway, that was Sidney Bechet and Les Oignons with the Claude Luther Orchestra from 1949. The gospel spot this week is taken up with the sensational Nightingales. Once more, they're one of my truly all-time favourite groups. I only ever met them once, never saw them play. But we had breakfast together, and I thought they were a real nice bunch of guys. This is back in 1954, was recorded in Houston for the Peacock label. It's Peacock 1743, and it's called On the Judgment Day.
Oh, sinner man, where you gonna run? Where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? On the judgment day. To hide your face, you know the rocks are gonna cry out, no high. And in place you may run to the sea, you know the sea. I'm gonna run, where you gonna run?
On the Judgment Day, there by the sensational Nightingales. You're listening to the Keynote Club on 93.2 FM and on the web at www.sheffieldlive.org, and I'm your host, Bob Hall. I have to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
Get wild root cream all Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic Charlie. It's made with pseudolanolin. You better get wild root cream oil Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all those gals away, hiya bully. Get a bottle right away. Your drug is hazard. A little goes a long, long way. You hear it screaming. Keeps you looking neat all day.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I've got orders from my baby not to come home late no more. I stopped by a place to see a friend of mine. I dropped time. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. I got orders from my baby not to come home juicy no more. Let me walk out the door. orders from my baby not to come home juice no more. Let me go home. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me go home. Let me go home.
That was, of course, Amos Milbone. Let Me Go Home, Whiskey, one of his hits from 1953. Amos was born in Houston, Texas, and was one of the great 50s rhythm and blues artists whose career sadly didn't survive all that long. Anyway, that was Let Me Go Home, Whiskey, written by Shifty Henry, bass player Shifty Henry, and a very nice track, I think. We move on to the Cajun spot, and this week the Cajun artist I want to feature is Robert Bertrand, and this is on the Lenore label, and it's I'll Take You Home. Something to do the Cajun two-step to. That's Robert Bertrand, and I'll Take You Home. I'd like to play another track from that old reprobate Sonny Boy Williamson. He's had a long career recording for the Chess Brothers on their Checker label, and this is one from 1959. Checker 927, a very nice 45 indeed. Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide.
Turn up your head and don't let your conscience get you down. Hold up your head, darling. Don't let your conscience get you down. If you never lie to me, I'll always be around. Was so nice, loving, kind to me in every way. woman was so nice, loving, kind to me in every way. But if you never lie to me, I'll be by your side both night and day. We have a strong constitution, and I'm not gonna let you down. We have a strong constitution, and I'm not gonna let you down. And if you never lie to me, darling, I'll always be around, and I won't let you down.
Sally Boy Williamson, Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide. Now, he used to have just the one front tooth. He had a front tooth missing, and that enabled him to put the harmonica in his mouth end on, you know, and he would kind of suck the harmonica and push it in and out of his mouth and play all the solos like that. A very strange thing to watch, and not too pleasant.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Talking of things that are not too pleasant, this is the challenging record of the week. And I've got to say, you really do need a strong stomach for this one. Hank Williams was one of the great country artists, a huge influence on all sorts of people. He made some really wonderful records. And then he made some others. And I must say, this one really, I don't know what to say about this. There are actually quite a few of these monologue-type records in Hank's repertoire, and some of them were just too awful to play. But anyway, I've chosen this one. It's Too Many Parties, Too Many Pals.
Too many parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sows will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her, and if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sounds had too many parties and too many pals.
Hank Williams, Too Many Parties, Too Many Pals. Okay, when you get back from the bathroom, you'll hear Jimmy Reed doing Down in Virginia. This is on VJ 1958, recorded in 1958, and it's got his old pal Eddie Taylor on guitar. Jimmy Reed, Down in Virginia. Okay, the old-timey spot this week. In the old-timey spot, I'm going to play the Allen Brothers. This is Austin and Lee Allen. They were from Tennessee. They started off recording for Columbia, and they were called the Chattanooga Boys. And then Columbia, by mistake, issued one of their records on the Columbia Race Record Series and not on the Hillbilly Series, and the Allen Brothers threatened to sue, but in the end they decided just to switch record companies. So they switched to Victor, and this is one of their Victor sides. It's Victor 23507. It's from 1930, and it's Price of Cotton Blues.
Every morning, late at night, just an honest old farmer trying to make my living right. I don't want to rob, I don't want to steal. They cut my cotton, this is the way I feel. Been plowing so much, it got dirty in my shoes. Guess I'll just die with the price of cotton blues. Worked all summer since early last spring. Raised plenty of cotton, but I ain't got a thing. All you farmers with your heads hung low, just cotton poppers ain't got no dough. Been flying so much, I got dirty in my shoes. Guess I'll just die with the price of cotton blues. I guess I'll go to bootlegging, brother. I can't raise cotton. Can't get nothing for it when you raise. From the banks no more, cause the price of cotton done gone too low. Cotton's done gone to 7 cents a pound. Get me a club and run a jackrabbit down. Get me a club and run a jackrabbit down.
The Allen Brothers there with a depression, an old-timey depression song, Price of Cotton Blues. The Allen Brothers, incidentally, sold 250,000 records for Victor and still couldn't make a living. They gave up and went back to farming in the early 30s. Okay, let's move a little bit up to date, or at least a little bit more up to date as far as this show is concerned. This is the Five Royals. It's on Apollo 454. It's from 1954, and it's I Like It Like That.
She's my kind of baby. And fight. Then we get together,
make love all night.
I like it like that. 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 She's my kind of baby.
That she don't
kiss her one time,
I get anything I want.
Oh! I like it like that.
I Like It Like That by the Five Royals. I like it like this too. This is Huey Piano Smith He's a long-time New Orleans resident, and this was recorded at Cosimo Matassa's studio in New Orleans for many years, the only record studio where everybody from Little Richard, Fats Domino, all kinds of people made their hit records at Cosimo's, which was a kind of a room at the back of a grocery store, but still a pretty good studio. And Cosimo got a really good sound. Anyway, have a listen to this one. This is sounds like a bit of a jam to me. It's Huey Piano Smith. Don't know who the other people are on the record. It was issued as Ace 522 in 1956, and it's called Everybody's Wailing. Everybody's Wailing There by Huey Piano Smith from 1956 on the Ace record label. Okay, we're going to finish off now with a record by Kent Harris, who was really a songwriter, I guess, but he did make a few records. His big hit, he wrote Shopping for Clothes for the Coasters, and I guess that's what he's really known for. He's from Oklahoma, and this is from 1955 on the Crest label, Crest 1014. So it just remains for me to say you've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I do hope you can find the time to listen next week when I shall be back opening the doors and sweeping the floors. And I'll leave you with this talk about a party. Kent Harris was recorded under the name of Boogaloo and his Gallant Crew.
Early in the morning for the break of day, the party just started to get underway. All the girls sitting round nice and clean, while the boys stood digging the scene. All night long blowing bebop sounds, and that jive ain't moved a soul. Then somebody broke out with some low down blues, and the house jumper ready to roll. Are you talking about a party? jumped up with her feet in the air and started dancing all around the ceiling. She said, oh, my stars, just look up. Yeah, they playing the music with her feeling. I say, look at here, Mom, now what's the deal on you? She said, I'm from Newport News. She said, there ain't many things that I like in this world, but I'm crazy about the honky-tonky blues. You talk about party, woo, you talk about party. Yeah, they come a-running in the hall and jumping upside the wall. Jumped in through the back door, bumped against the table, knocked the cake on the floor. He looked around with a real sly grin, then fell on his knees and did it in. Some chick thought it funny, she got to sniggling and giggling. She said, look here at this pig. But my boy jumped up with two stones in his eyes and ran back and tightened the wig. You talk about body. About the time they got to serving barbecue, in jumped Boogaloo with his gal and crew. They ate the spare ribs and all the potato salad too, and didn't even take time to say thank you. They were dragged up a stomp from their head to their toes, and sure wore some jive style clothes. Then they walked out the door to come back no more, and a split in the 98-0. Are you tired?